Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, and welcome to the first weekend edition of this is the first spring weekend edition of 2024 of the Weekend Sold Report. And I'm really excited to be bringing you this incredible update that many of you need to hear. And this is about the newest millionaires across Toronto. These are the newest real estate millionaires that have just happened in the last week. And this is what I wanted to help you guys understand. Even though you may not be thinking of it or you might not be aware of it, there are a lot more new real estate millionaires that have just been born as far as the properties that they've sold and how much money they're getting out. And of course, it varies on each one how much people owe on their properties. But this is the list of properties of every property that's sold over 2 million to give you an idea of what they are looking at in terms of average sold prices. And of course, this ranges everywhere from the 2 millions. And this week alone, it ranges from the 2 millions to as high as the high 6 millions as far as sold prices go. So there's a lot of activity going on. And I really want to make sure that each one of you understands why it's so important for you to get this same report now and to make it as easy as possible for you versus, ever having you in a position where you don't, you don't necessarily feel comfortable getting started. You're a bit nervous about the process. I'm trying to make these reports as open as possible, meaning as transparent, to let you know that, again, if you have owned property in Toronto or the GTA, as you can see, if you're looking at this as a video, you're seeing a lot of activity across the city that's happening. So in terms of the amount of, $2 million sales, the majority of them were in the Toronto area as usual. But second, is the York region area. So for those of you who are in the York region, who are in Vaughan, who are in Markham, and I'm so, again, over the years, I've been so thankful for all of you that are my clients in these areas. And because of the fact that I handle all these zones, I handle York sales, I handle Toronto sales, I handle Halton, and I handle Durham and Peel. And I've been doing this now for almost 25 years. So there's a very solid formula in place. But it wasn't always that way. And this is why I'm always making sure that you guys understand that this formula wasn't always in place. The success plan formula that I've created wasn't always what it is now. It's taken a long time, decades, to be able to reverse engineer what sales were doing in certain areas and try to figure out what was happening in these areas that was making certain properties sell for more, and trying to figure out what those elements are, and then trying to put it into a format, a program that I could create for each one of you and make sure that you are in the same position as those very successful sellers. So that's what today's report's about. There's been almost 90 of you across the city that have been part of this. And over the last 20 plus years, I've been able to meet so many of you and help you in all of these areas. And all of you that decided that this week was the week to do it, congratulations to each one of you. It's an incredible feeling to be able to help people go from the, places that maybe they've, grown out of or that they're not as happy in, and to get you to the next stage. There is a very cleansing part of this process that nobody talks about nearly enough. And my job is to make sure that each one of you that I meet with, whether it's on a, in person or whether it's virtual, whatever the situation is, whatever's your comfort level to get started, that's where the success starts. So let's talk about a little bit about that. And now I'd like to go over with you the secret 7 steps of how I break sold records, This is exactly how it can happen for you if you're thinking about selling your property soon. It's a 7-step program. I've tried to make sure that it is as simple as possible to understand, but it is extremely powerful when it's put into place. So first of all, we start off with something simple, which is the meeting. So simply meeting up to discuss about your property, about what your goals are, how I can be of help, and making sure that we are a good match. That's something that a lot of people don't talk about in this process, but it is very important that we are on the same page and that we have the right chemistry in terms of what your goals are and me being able to help you get there. Next step, of course, is the big part, is setting the price. This is something I call a work in progress. It's always been that way for me. It'll always be that way in general. So what we talk about is setting your price, meaning what is the goal price that you have in mind based on what properties are selling for and what you might need to make your, you know, next move. So the important thing here is this is a work in progress. There is not a fixed number that is finalized on that day. So let's just say we're meeting on a Monday and we're listing your house on Friday. Very often the price that we talked about on Monday isn't the same price that we end up using on Friday. It just depends on what else is for sale, depends on what is happening in the market. It can change in as little as a week, and sometimes it doesn't, but it can. So I get you guys ready for that. Number three is storytelling. This is the basis. This is the secret sauce of my program. And because I do this a little bit differently than most, I have to explain to you why this is so powerful. The storytelling element of my podcast is, I would say, the reason why it's become the number one result on Google for real estate podcast show. Learning how to be the best storyteller, and it's something that I've always been fascinated about, and I know for a fact because I've done studies on this. This is a 10,000 year old element of all of us. The words "once upon a time" that almost all of us have heard as children, as babies growing up, this is part of our DNA. And basically being able to tell a great story about a property is the hidden secret of success for my program, which leads me to number four, which is this house has a podcast. This is the first exposure of your property to the market. So before we even are on the market, my goal is to make sure I create such a powerful story about your property that it literally has people lining up around your home. Virtually, of course. I don't want actual people lining up around your home before it's for sale. That's a little weird. So what I'd rather do is make sure that your house has such a great story to it and is so compelling that it is literally pulling people towards it, and they're talking about it, and they're asking, you know, if it ever does come for sale, you know, we'd like to, you know, have a chance to look at it. And that's what really starts the process. And that, of course, is featured on my podcast show, which is a very powerful tool. Number five is the virtual staging makeover. This is where I create a digital twin of your property to make sure that we appeal to the most amount of people. So rather than selling your house once, I'm actually able to sell your house twice. I mean, in two ways, meaning that if the property is furnished, which most of your properties are, when I look at them, there's furniture. It's the usual thing. What I do is I show what it looks like without furniture, because there are some people who would prefer to look at a living room and see it empty and then envision their own furniture. And that's what I'm able to do with technology. And it's so much more powerful than just having that one view of your property. So in essence, I will create two versions of your home when I'm selling it to maximize the exposure of the property. Number six is when we're all ready to go, there is the lights, camera, and action element, which means I bring in the very best of the best in the media, in video, in photos, and everybody that I need to make sure that your house looks its absolute best and every single angle of the property is captured, including the interior and the exterior, as well as the community. If drone photography and videos are needed, I make sure that I have that ready to go as well. Last step is the grand opening countdown. This is where I make sure that you understand that your property has to be built up to a certain point, and there has to be a point where we cut the ribbon and let people in. So that grand opening countdown is the period of time where I'll make sure that everybody that is possibly looking, every potential high volume buyer that's qualified, that's ready to go, is going to be waiting to see your property and hopefully has not bought anything else in the meantime. So this is the 7 steps of how I break sold records. I've tried to make it as simple as possible, but I do hope that it's been also as informative as possible. So if you've got any questions for me at all about this, please reach out and let me know. I'll be glad to help you at any time.